Hello, I'm Lawrence Gellian, and you're listening to The Silence of the Mind. When I was about 33 years old, I was working as a modern dance accompanist at Adelphi University in Garden City, New York. The thing I love about working in universities is that you get access to their libraries. Well, one day I was just walking through the stacks of books, and my eyes fell upon a little yellow book. How could I not pick up a little yellow book and begin reading it? So I did, and I was immediately intrigued. It was filled with maybe 100 short stories with a strange mystical quality to them. They were often dialogues between two people. I gradually learned this book was about Chan Buddhism, which, when it traveled to Japan, became known as Zen. To me, the book seemed to be saying that we all tend to think way too much, and that if we could just be in the world naturally, without having a running commentary going on in our heads, we might actually experience something profound. So I began to practice what I thought I understood by the stories in the book, and I began to have immediate results that fascinated me. I also began to notice that when I was in situations that were stressful, situations that only a miracle could solve, if I went into the silence, magical things ensued. Well, over the next several decades, I continued to practice no thinking or no thought, not in a very strict or disciplined way, but I did practice. While I was still in New York, I went to a social gathering one night in a spiritual center, and I was introduced to a young woman, probably about 30 years old. She immediately asked me, "Are you a guru?" That took me by surprise. I said, "No, but I have a great interest in spiritual things." She invited me to attend, the very next day, her church. Now, this was not your ordinary church. When I got there, I discovered it was a spiritualist church, a church where they believe they can make contact with the dead. And do you know what? I really liked it. I went back a couple of times, but then for a personal reason, stopped attending. You see, I have struggled all my life with self-sabotage. And well, this woman was a very fine person, but I tended to be attracted to neurotic women. Many years later, after moving to St. Louis, I took my then family to another spiritualist church in St. Louis, and it was also quite a beautiful experience. Maybe I just didn't get the hint from the spirits. I don't know. But I did not pursue any study there in the St. Louis church or attend any more services. Maybe my self-sabotage was at work again. And then, fast forward to a few months ago, when I was making my last videos on YouTube, I was deeply studying the Red Book of Jung, as well as practicing all sorts of ways to access the unconscious. So I was using both Jung's and Freud's techniques at the same time. I even made a video in which I formally invited my unconscious to express itself however it wanted in my life. Something inside me told me that it was a bit foolish to think, like Jung and Freud did, that we could somehow control the unconscious. In other words, that we could do exercises through which we could explore the unconscious. I felt that I just needed to get out of the way of my chattering and analytical conscious mind. That led me to watch the Netflix fantasy series about Freud, and then to begin in earnest to explore spiritualism, mediumship, and life after death. I began to read everything I could get my hands on and watch videos and movies about these subjects. Then, one day, as I was taking a walk in the park, the same park in which I made the video, asking my unconscious to express itself as it wished, I had a profound spiritual experience. That day, I was working on removing my persona. This is a subject that has always bothered me throughout my life, and I've been working with great effort on removing my persona for several months now. I want to get to the ground of my being, because for a very long time I have been aware that I have played the role through most of my life as a kind, spiritual, nice, good guy, and I know in truth that all of that was bullshit. But immediately after my birth, I was abandoned by my birth mother. Then I was placed in an orphanage. And finally, I was adopted by an ultra-Catholic family that put me through 12 years of Catholic propaganda in a private Catholic school. I learned at a very early age that if I didn't behave and be a quote-unquote good boy, my adopted parents would send me back to the orphanage. And indeed, one morning, when I was 6 years old, I woke up to my parents arguing about whether or not to send me back to the orphanage. I have no idea why. I believe I was a truly normal kid. I even had a great love of God. I can remember at 3 years of age loving to run up to the altar when the church was empty and talking with God. I didn't care very much for the masses, but when the church was empty and it was just me and God, oh, I love those experiences. But anyway, that day when I was 6 years old, I believe that was the birth of my persona. I decided I had better kiss ass, or my ass would be back in the orphanage pronto. So, through practicing no thought, I was gradually realizing over time that it was a powerful tool to remove the persona. And therefore, that day in the park in which I had the spiritual experience, I was working on practicing no thought. It's really not best to work on no thought. You just sort of relax into it. Anyway, I would be remiss if I did not mention a book I read when I was 17 years old, Be Here Now, by Baba Ram Dass. That book had a profound effect on me, and probably was the nexus of my exploration of no thought. Also, much later, the works of Eckhart Tolle and the videos and books of Leonard Jacobson had a huge effect on me. After my breakthrough experience in the park, I went and Googled everything I could find about no thought, and that led me to Mu Xin. I know Mu Xin has had close ties with warriors, especially samurai warriors. But the aspect of using no thought to help with physical fighting was not why I became so fascinated with it. The term Mu Xin is shortened from the term Mu Xin No Xin, a Zen expression meaning the mind without mind, and is also referred to as the state of no-mindedness. That is, a mind not fixed or occupied by thought or emotion, and thus open to everything. It is translated by D.T. Suzuki as, quote, being free from mind attachment, unquote. Mushin is achieved when a person's mind is free from thoughts of anger, fear, or ego during combat or everyday life. There is an absence of discursive thought and judgment, so the person is free to act or react toward an opponent without hesitation and without disturbance from such thoughts. At this point, a person relies not on what they think should be the next move, but what is their trained natural reaction or instinct, or what is felt intuitively. It is not a state of relaxed near sleepfulness, however. The mind could be said to be working at a very high speed, but with no intention, plan, or direction. Some masters believe that Mushin is the state where a person finally understands the uselessness of techniques and becomes truly free to move. In fact, those people will no longer even consider themselves as quote-unquote fighters, but merely living beings moving through space. On page 84 of his 1979 book, Zen in the Martial Arts, Joe Hyams claimed Bruce Lee read the following quote to him, attributed to the legendary Zen master Takuan Soho. Quote, "The mind must always be in the state of flowing, for when it stops anywhere, that means the flow is interrupted. And it is this interruption that is injurious to the well-being of the mind. In the case of the swordsman, it means death." Unquote. When the swordsman stands against his opponent, he is not to think of the opponent, nor of himself, nor of his enemy's sword movements. He just stands there with his sword, which, forgetful of all technique, is ready only to follow the dictates of the subconscious. The man has effaced himself as the wielder of the sword. When he strikes, it is not the man, but the sword in the hand of the man's subconscious that strikes. We can substitute any number of terms in place of enemy or an enemy swordsman. For instance, you can consider that the practitioner of Mushin does not interrupt the flow of life energy moving through the body. He or she does not think of what he or she is going to say in a debate or if someone wants to start an argument. Mushin is very helpful for jazz musicians, and all musicians and artists, such as actors, who improvise. How do you achieve Mushin? Well, this pure state of mind, of pure mental clarity, is produced by the absence of the ego or limited self. A Mushin mind is not an empty mind like an empty shell. On the contrary, it is mindfully present, aware, and free. Mu, or emptiness, in Mushin, refers to an empty mind in the sense that distractions, preoccupations, fears, and worries are absent and are no more an issue for the mind, whether in combat or daily life. The concept of Mushin is identical to the Japanese metaphorical expression Misu no Kokoro, or the mind like water. This mental attitude refers to a mind that is in total harmony with the cosmos, that it resembles a still pond of water, without any ripples, where the surface reflects a clear and perfectly undistorted image of the surroundings, like a mirror. Mushin cannot be grasped by the intellect. It must be experienced. A Mushin mind has no ego and no substance. It's pure enlightenment and is the perfect realization of the self. This state of mind may take seconds or years to achieve. Mushin is achieved when a person's mind is free from anger, fear, judgments, or ego. As you practice, be content if you can just stop the flow of thoughts for 2 seconds. One technique that works quite well is to inhale, pause a moment, and then exhale. That moment when you pause, generally speaking, is free of thought. That moment is Mushin. You can continue with this exercise, extending the period of no breathing, the pause, for more seconds. You can extend it for as long as you do not begin to think, or even begin to think about the fact that you're not thinking. If you get up to 10 seconds, great. Stay with that for several weeks to several months, and then try extending it another second to see if you can stay in the state of Mushin. Stay safe. I will talk to you next week. Peace. If you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to subscribe so you will be notified when a new episode is posted. Rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. If you feel so inclined, give it a 5-star review. I conclude today's broadcast with my motto that I recommend you say with me because it applies to you and to me. There is one consciousness, omnipresent, integral, and coherent. This consciousness is the ground of all being. I am this consciousness.